You're listening to Life Aquarian, a soul's journey through the human experience. And now, here's your host, Leanne.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Life Aquarian. I am your host, Leanne, and I am recording this just hours away from our lunar eclipse happening on Saturday, October 28th. The pair of eclipses this month where we had the solar eclipse that happened on October 14th. That one was kind of famous because you could see that if you had the right glasses, that is. You could see the solar eclipse, and the energies are very intense right now. I know a lot of people who are feeling it. I am one of these people, and that's what I wanted to talk about today. The intensity of these energies and how to navigate that. And how to use it as a resource instead of a liability. So really, what eclipses do is they reveal, and there's a full moon tomorrow too. So it's a full moon lunar eclipse. That's, Zen is in the background chewing on his toy. So I'm not sure if that's coming through the microphone, but I felt the need to really just kind of explain what's going on there. So eclipses reveal things. Things that might have been hidden. Things that we haven't wanted to look at become even more glaringly obvious and getting our attention. It's kind of like, you will not ignore me. I'm not going to allow that. And so I have been spending the last 24 hours or so really allowing myself to be honest about what I'm not looking at in my life. That's not working for me. And when I say it's not working for me, what I really mean by this is I have this ideal version of myself that I am becoming. And it's kind of like what James Clear says in his book, Atomic Habits. Every action we take, we're either voting for the person we're becoming, the person we want to be, or the person that we currently are. So your choices either are a step down your future path, the path that you want to be traveling down, your desired path, or you're staying where you're at. You're not going anywhere. You're stuck in this current reality. And I have really been looking at some things that are uncomfortable to look at and to admit. And it's been painful. It hurts. It's disappointing because I've noticed a pattern that I have, and I'm repeating it again. Now, to add a splash of gratitude onto this, I will say, okay, so I'm currently going down a path I've been down before. I've been here before, but I realize it. I'm not too far gone down this path to stop and make a turn. And as I've done in the past, you know, when I finally woke up and realized, uh-oh, this is not the path I would need to be, want to be traveling down. If this is where I want to be, if this is who I want to be, I can't keep doing this stuff. I can't keep making these decisions. I can't keep allowing myself to stay here. I can't just stay here and wish to be here. I can't just stay here and wish to magically be transported to the reality I desire to be in. It doesn't work that way. I wish it did. I wish there was a fairy godmother who could wave a magic wand and turn me into the person I want to be without any action or discipline on my part. That would be lovely. That would be incredible. But that's just not how it works. And I don't think it has to be hard. But I do think it involves change. And before we can change, we got to get real. And we got to want that change. You have to want it. Because it is too easy to get snuggled inside the bed of our own making. And want to pull the covers over our head and be like, this is fine, this is fine, this is fine. I'd rather just be here than have to deal with the new and the unknown. Because the unknown can be scary. That's why we cling. That's why we cling to what is comfortable, like a barnacle on the side of the ship. We're just stuck to it. And if I'm being real honest, man, I don't always want to do the work. I don't always want to do the work that it requires to become the person that I want to be. That is honesty. So I'm really picking away at that. Why? Why don't I want to do the work? What is it? What is my resistance to the work? And I really think it all boils down to the work is taking me away from what is known and what is familiar. And this is making me think about a conversation I had with someone in my life who talked about her resistance is because her ego is holding on for dear life and doesn't want to change. Because it knows that taking this action will cause change. And it's like having multiple personalities and the main one is like, no, I want to stay here. I'm not going to fade away. You can't get rid of me. And so it clings for dear life. So I'm asking you the question. Well, first, before I ask, I'm inviting. This is an invitation. This is an invitation for you to get real about what's going on in your life right now. What is a circumstance, or maybe circumstances, happening in your life right now that are not what you would like them to be? That require different choices to change? Where have you been reluctant to make those changes? That's the invitation, and I guess the question in one. And then second question, why? Why are you resisting the change? And I think I already told you my answer is I resist because I'm afraid of letting it go. I want a new life. I want a new reality, but I'm holding on to this reality. And you can't have the new version if you're clinging to the old version. So if we're going to ride the waves of this sometimes chaotic eclipse energy, if we're going to ride that wave and we're going to use it for our own benefit, let's get fucking real. Right now. Get real. I want to empower you with that energy of knowing that you've got this. You are so much stronger than you realize, and you don't need to be available for anything less than what you desire and deserve. It's time to stop it. Today. Stop it. Cut it out. And I want you to say this. Say this out loud with me right now. I am no longer available to anything less than what I desire or deserve. I am no longer available to anything less than what I desire or deserve. And when you feel yourself slipping back into that old familiar pattern, or the ego, wants to pull you back to where you were because it's comfortable. No, I don't want to. Are you sure we shouldn't? It's kind of, again, going back to this idea of being snuggled in the bed of your own making. You know those mornings when your alarm goes off and you're like, no, I don't want to get up. Can't we just 30 more minutes? Please, can't. It's the same thing. You want to get out of the bed that you've made so you can start fresh and anew, but the ego just tries to pull you back, in. No, don't do it. Stay here where it's nice and warm and cozy. But there's no growth in cozy. When you're snuggled in your bed, you're not taking any action. You're not changing anything. I think rest is important. I'm not telling you not to rest when you need to, but I'm going to say that I have been going through life with the covers pulled on over my head, not wanting to see things that are just glaringly obvious markers telling me, not this path, honey. This ain't the way. If this is your end goal, this is not the road you need to go down to get there. And how much more time do you want to waste going down this road? How much longer do you want to wait to be the person you want to become? To have the experiences that you desire. So, yes, when you feel yourself being pulled back into the bed of your own making, and you feel that pain of, I don't want to let this go, I'm not ready, say the affirmation, I am only available. I think I just changed the affirmation here. I don't care. I'm going with it. I'm only available to what I deserve and what I desire. I'm only available to that. And after you say it, be it. And in order to be that, in order to be a living testament to that affirmation, that means having boundaries. That means saying no to any person, situation, experience that is not what you deserve and what you desire. If it's not what you deserve, uh-uh. If it's not what you desire, nope. And be really firm on that. Because when you value yourself, you attract people who value you as well. If you've been giving yourself away at a discount, it's time to get yourself out of the bargain bin. You're worth so much more. And that's one of the things that's come up for me. I've noticed I've been giving myself away. I have been allowing less than what I deserve and less than what I desire. I've been allowing my energy to invest in situations that are not for me. And so that's been a huge wake-up call. And my disappointment is really with myself because it's kind of like, really? You know better. How? How could you allow this? How did you get here? But it's not about beating ourselves up and shaming ourselves and pointing the finger. It's about understanding that it's time to pivot and make a different choice. So that's what I want to leave you with today. I would love to connect with you and just kind of see how you're doing and how you're feeling. And if you want to share your personal experience, I'm here for it. I want to hear all about it. There are a few ways you can get in touch with me. All of these are going to be included in the show notes, but you can pop on over to my Facebook page and leave a comment. You can, you know, make your own post, or you can leave a comment under the post for this podcast. And that is facebook.com/lifeaquarian1111. You can email me, lifeaquarian@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram or send me a DM. And I'm Leandru over there, LEIGH-ANNDRUE. But I really do want to hear from you. And even if I don't, I just want to let you know you're not alone. There are a lot of people going through this. There are a lot of people experiencing these kinds of awakenings, if you want to call it that, and need for change. We can do this, and we will do this. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next time.